You're listening to Sideshow Network. Check out all of our shows at SideshowNetwork.tv.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, brought to you by the Sideshow Network and Comics on Comics, where the greatest comic minds meet the greatest minds in comics. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And again, we have two wonderful selections from a crappy comic book collection to tell you guys about today.
Yeah, this, of course, is the show where we buy the crap and we show it.
And we share the crap.
We share the crap.
We spread the crap around.
It's gross.
So like this, gardening.
Think about the show as a garden.
We just put a lot of manure. Hope things grow.
We're always buying manure, our show. Anyways, so I am proud to present two books this week, as always. First of which is Booster Gold.
Oh, that's right, Booster. I don't believe we've done Booster Gold.
No, Booster Gold. Booster Gold does, you know, for a guy that's been around the DC universe for as long as he has. He's had like two, maybe three series, you know. But most of the time, I always associate him with like a Justice League,
yeah,
setup or whatever. But here, you know, this is the second issue of his very first book. So just one issue ago.
Oh, yes.
We were introduced to Booster Gold. His first appearance was, I believe, in Booster Gold number 1, which came out in February 1986. And here it is, Booster Gold number 2.
Oh, yes.
From March 1986.
That's right. 1986. So, yeah, let's get into it.
All right. So, basically, this is right after Booster's first big showing as a superhero because, you know, he came from the future, stole all the Legion shit. This is how I remember his origin. He stole a bunch of shit from the Legion Museum.
Yes.
And flew into the future, flew into the past to become a hero.
A rich hero.
Rich hero for the future. And he's like, I could become famous. I will fly to 1986 and be awesome.
Yeah, I want to be famous and I want to have a lot of money and I can't do it here in my time. So I'm going to fly to the past and do it there.
But apparently, he got his ass handed to him by Mind Dancer?
Mind Dancer.
And it's funny because everybody's around here just kind of, you know, like all these news people are like, hey, he's a new hero.
These first two pages are kind of like a commentary on the media.
Yeah.
Which has only gotten worse since 1986, where it's just they're all just surrounding him and being like, Booster, why do you suck? Are you giving up? Does this mean you're terrible? Like, just
basically surrounds him.
Yeah, and just like basically all these horribly leading questions about why he's a fucking putz.
And he is a putz.
And he is. And so he, like, gets up and he goes back into Star Labs or Boost... Where? Not Star Labs. Booster...
Boost Co. Gold Star.
Gold Star, that's it. I knew it had a name.
The Vision of Coinstar.
And he's like, man, you know, that Mind Dancer really put the whammy on me. And it sucks. And everybody's pissed off because they're like, we put so much money into this guy. You know, all of his agents and everything. They're mad that he just got... You know, trounced on TV.
Well, rightfully so, though. For a superhero that is manufactured and stuff like that, I mean, for their it's basically like he's a failed summer blockbuster.
Yeah.
You know, he is, how would you say, he is a Waterworld.
Yeah.
The Waterworld of superheroes at this point.
You know, Booster Gold, is Kim Kardashian before Kim Kardashian. So basically, like, he's trying to play to the media, he's trying to get, like, them to love him and basically endorse everything he can and whatever, and he didn't take it into account that the media was going to turn on him.
Yeah, no, he kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, so he kind of got fucked. But anyway, so everybody's mad at Booster Gold, and then we cut to Mind Dancer,
So Mind Dancer, apparently, she got away with some goods.
Yeah, some sort of thing that she had to steal.
Oh, God, yeah. What the hell did she take?
I don't know. It has something to do with the defense system.
Okay, so she got some...
It's like in a suitcase. I don't know what it is.
And she flies into a cow... a park.
I thought you were going to say a cow.
A cow.
She flies into a cow.
And apparently she can turn into what people see?
I think... differently. I don't know if she can turn into it or if, like, her psychic energy makes them see... Because these people who she lands by are talking about an old woman.
Right.
So they see an old woman.
But were they expecting an old woman, or are they just expecting, like...
Well, maybe because that was what they were talking about, that's what they saw.
And wouldn't they, like, be, like, I mean, Is she flying in so quietly that nobody is noticing her?
Apparently, because these people did not notice her, and she lands about 2 feet from them.
Yeah, so I think
they're just like, "Oh, old."
It's like
woman.
All of a sudden, there's an old woman. I mean, I would be like, "What the fuck,
right,
guys?" So anyway, she's a part of Mind Dancer's, a part of the 1000.
Yes,
which is basically, you know, Booster Gold's nemesis's
of this book,
the conglomerate, and you know, he's got all these groups that don't like him. I forgot who this guy is in the mask.
I don't know, but they're both dressed like professional wrestlers.
Yeah, they're just like assholes.
These
are some costumes. Like, what's the point of these costumes?
Yeah, they're some serious costumes, basically. Mind Dancer is wearing like a head-to-toe thing that covers her face, and all you can see is her eyes and her hair.
Which I think is just...
Like, she doesn't even have a mouth, so she's like the question if he had eyes.
Yeah.
And she's got these weird boots with like spiky knee things. I don't understand.
It's a weird. Yeah, I just.
It's
I don't,
ugly.
I don't get how you do this cowl, but have all the hair.
Yeah, see,
perfectly like tucked in and stuff.
Yeah, that's big in this comic book because Booster Gold has one of those cowls where you can see his hair too, which always weird. It just always.
Well, he takes it off later, and you can kind of see how it works. But this for a woman though, I mean, it just seems even odder. Because there's no, like, face or anything like that.
Yeah,
you know? Especially this case.
It's weird. It's weird.
So he goes to Gold Star, and he's like,
Right, so we're back with Gold Star.
Booster goes to Gold Star,
and he has a thing for this secretary, I guess?
Yes.
Secretary.
Trixie.
Trixie, who works at the place, and she's like, oh my god, are you okay? And he's like, I'm okay. And they're, like, having a moment. And, of course, Skeets is there, and there's cats, and Skeets...
She has two cats that work with her.
They're her office cats, and Skeets yells at them, and that makes me very upset, because you can't yell at the kitties.
No. You can be nice to the cats.
And then Booster's agent guy's like, Booster-O is what he calls him, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Like, it's like Booster-Roo? I think he's like Booster-Roo.
Oh, Booster-Roo.
Because Booster-O would just be one O. He'd be like, Booster-Roo!
Which, but that's just stupid. Why don't you just call him Boost?
Boosty. Boosty.
Anything. Boosteroo.
Or just call him Booster.
Yeah. What up, B? Like, B would have worked. Like, just Boosteroo is just such a weird... It's not.
I never called anybody with an oo at the end. Like I've never been like, hey, Jenu.
Jenu, Shanu.
Shano or Jeno.
It's like Steve-O.
Steve. Oh, but that's Steve-O's name.
That's true.
Yeah, that's his identity.
But, like... It's like this guy's giving Booster Gold a nickname that's longer than his name.
Yeah.
Which is the defeats the purpose of nicknames.
Boosteruo Gold, though. Golden. Anyways, so he is, you know, this girl's trying to be nice, and, you know, and he's like yelling at him.
And this guy's like, no, you will go where we tell you to go, you will do what we tell you to do, you will date who we tell you to date, because you're a fucking product, bro.
That's right.
And Booster Gold just is like, shut up.
Shut up, I've got gauntlets and a face mask, and I'm going to walk
like,
away.
I'm going to do this shit, and the guy gets really scared, and Booster goes to his penthouse apartment.
This is a weird panel here, because, like, it just shows, like, all these action, like, there's, like, three panels of him getting in an elevator.
Yeah, it's, it even shows, like, the elevator, like, light, the indicator that it's there, like, lighting up.
Yeah.
Like, pointing up, and then it's him getting, pushing a button.
Or he's getting off.
Getting into an elevator, because there, okay, he's pushing a button. I'm assuming that's it's arriving at its destination, and then the doors open. It's like a three series.
And there's this face, but it opens like there's even like a small panel of it opening. Yeah. Like
so, all you see is his face.
This is weird. It's so weird.
It's a weird choice.
Yeah, but here, so he's taking off his cowl here, and he's just kind of pulling it down.
Yeah, but Batman does the same thing. It still doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. But I'm just pointing out here, like, and it's just.
I guess the glasses are built in.
The glasses of visors built in, which. Looks
sure.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, it really does.
So
I think
he,
that like it fogged up after a while.
Yeah, so he's
upset and he's like, I can't, I've gotta fix this. We gotta.
And he realizes that he goes and he didn't realize the media would be bad to him.
You'd think you'd fucking know that, man. Like, I'm certain that they just got worse in the wherever century he's from.
Right.
Because they have the internet. First. They didn't have the internet,
Well, did they have? I mean, we don't know that for certain.
Well, no, I mean, like, I think they had a version of the internet, but it's not like it is today. It's not like it was public. Wasn't it just, like, developed for computers in a university to talk to each other?
Sure, but I mean, you know, by this point, you know, you think if he's from the 30th century that he would think that if it's the future that we have now, he would understand that.
Oh, no. He should understand from his century. I'm talking about, like, people back in 86, the media is not nearly as bad.
Yeah, he's extremely naive.
You'd think that he wouldn't be. But maybe everything is so safe in his day that you don't notice it. So then, what happens here?
So I don't know, what's this with this guy?
I don't understand what's happening with this guy. So I'm assuming Mind Dancer, like, threatens him for some reason, and I don't know why. And then she runs away. Because she, like, beats up some guys and runs away. And then we cut to Booster Gold doing a cereal commercial for...
Flakies.
Flakies! And he can't even get through putting a spoon in his mouth because they're so nasty. And everybody's yelling at him.
It looks like here he's put...
That's his ninth take.
I like Skeets being like, I wish I could eat the Flakies. He's a robot.
You know what's just so dumb about that is, like, they can't... He says, his catchline, they're boosterific. As long as he, like, freezes for, like, 3 seconds, that's enough. That's all they need. And for some reason, like, he can't even do that. And he just ruins the whole shot and the whole take.
Why does he have to put the cereal in his mouth?
I don't know. He could be like this guy's in the Sonic commercial who never eat the food. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. Watch a Sonic commercial. Those guys never eat the food, never take a drink, and they just sit there holding it.
And they just go, and they just talk to me.
Because it's fake. Obviously fake.
Hold this shit-ass food.
Yeah, it's... They never do anything with it. They
aside from their drinks, Sonic is horribly overrated.
It is. Their drinks are really good, though. And so are their shakes, but...
That's right. Food's overrated. The drinks are great.
Drinks are great. Yeah. Food sucks.
Food sucks. So they're... You know, he's like, I can't be a sellout or whatever.
Right. And, like, people are yelling at him. Another agent... He has a lot of agents. He has a guy agent. He has a lady agent. He has a guy who used to manage professional wrestlers.
That guy. Like, this guy here, this Tom Selleck guy.
Yeah, and so everybody's just yelling at him, being like, look, you're front page news for sucking! And he's like, whatever.
I like how here, though, it always has all these, like, references back to Booster Gold number one. I was like, no shit!
Yeah.
He hasn't been in any other books.
We're like, we get it, guys.
You don't have to, like, give us, like, it's all over this.
It really is. There's at least seven of them.
The editor is, like,
the editor is,
like, really, like, intent on letting you know. So.
Oh,
we have a cat herd.
cat party.
So he apparently is on comp. Yeah, there's just, this is, like, a lot
of. Yeah, so some guy shows up.
There's
like,
a lot of padding.
Yeah, it really is. He's like, we want to give you your own comic. He's like, that's great. And then there's a jailbreak. And he's like, oh my god, jailbreak. And I like how he says it wrong. He's like, wowzers, someone's breaking out of the big home. And Skeets has to correct him and say, no, you mean big house. Because the slang for jail has somehow escaped the 30th century.
He's a big putz.
He really is a big putz. And so, like, this is what I didn't understand, because there's a jailbreak. He's shooting a commercial, but then... Mind Dancer and Blackguard break through a wall and show up where he's shooting a commercial.
Maybe the prison is right next door, which is awfully inconvenient.
That's a really crappy place for a studio.
Can you imagine if studios were next to the prisons here in Hollywood?
Can
you imagine? That actually be very, like, intense, like, every day. Just, like, prisoners jumping into, like, movie sets and stuff.
Well, they can't. Remember how there was the prison, like, right on the banks of the Charles? In Boston.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a, looks like just like a regular nondescript building with very skinny windows.
Yeah?
Yeah. So they break in and they're like, what are you doing here? And then we cut to some guy in glasses. I don't know who this guy is. Who is this guy again?
Apparently these guys are trying to figure out who Booster Gold is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then we cut to
the Gold Star.
Gold Star offices. And Trixie's having a hard day with her cats, because there's her cat.
Her cat is yelling.
Her cat is meowing.
He's barking.
He does. He's meowing at all the people, because all these people showed up, and they're like, I want to be Booster Gold's sidekick. And there's a guy who's kind of dressed like the original Red Tornado.
He is kind of. He actually has a... He looks like if... he would be... Speaking of cats. Actually, if this was a movie, Jim Gaffigan would play this guy.
You're right.
I feel like this would be like a good role for Jim Gaffigan to play.
Yeah. But they all want to like work with Booster Gold.
Oh, they all need him for something. Like this woman keeps like, got to find my Buffy. It's like, maybe, you know, I don't know. There's some delusional people here.
Yes. And so she like gives them all numbers and they're like, oh man, I'm first. And she's like, oh, I didn't think about this. And then we go back to the fight and there's fighting. And the guy who looks like Tom Selleck is like, film the fight. And he's like, what if he loses? The camera guy's like, what if he loses? He's like, then we burn the film. Which is pretty funny. So they fight. Fight, fight, fight. Fight, fight, fight.
And how does he win here? He just starts punching.
There's a lot of punching. I don't know if he... I think this guy, like, throws it almost. Because I feel like it's part of the plan. Because if you see, like, Booster Gold, he knocks him down. Everybody's like, wow, that was great. But then you go to the next page where Skeets is like, we have to get Mind Dancer away from all these people because she uses him like a battery.
Yeah, she can.
So he throws her, like, I don't know, through a wall or something, and then, like, fly up into the sky. And then she
possesses
a guard who starts shooting at people. But then he says, Mind Dancer's done her part. I'm going to fry me a computerized egg. So I don't know if, what's his name, Blackgate? Or
Blackguard.
Blackguard. I feel like he threw that just so they'd throw Mind Dancer up and distract Booster Gold so Mind Guard could kill Skeets.
And apparently that's what he does.
And he does, and that's the end of the book.
And that's Booster Gold.
That's it, man. Booster Gold, issue 2.
There's a lot of padding in this book. There's a lot of bullshit. Yeah, because there's only so... I mean, granted, it's the second issue.
Yeah, I think they're trying to, like, really introduce you to, like, the whole... This is kind of like the Wonder Man.
Yeah.
You know how Wonder Man has all that, like, commentary on, like, what it's like to be in Hollywood and blah, 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 blah. I feel Booster Gold does the same basic thing.
Wonder Man's much more fun, though.
Wonder Man's more fun, but it's the same thing. It's like, this is a commentary on the media, and this is a commentary on what it's like to be in entertainment and be a product.
Yeah, there's a lot of themes in this
book. Yeah, that's kind of like the Wonder Man of the DC universe.
I guess. I don't know if he's Wonder Man so
No,
much.
But the main theme...
It's used
to comment on, you know, being a product. And
it's a bit different, though, with Wonder Man, though, because he's an established hero trying to, you know, I mean, this guy is just like some putz that literally...
Booster Gold is a reality TV star before there was reality TV.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's basically what he is.
So, yeah, but that's Booster Gold, number 2 from March 1986. All right, we're back here at Worst Collection Ever, and we're doing a Thor.
Yeah, first Thor.
First ever Thor for our show here, and what the fuck? This is
an issue.
This is a thing that people read in 1984. Thor, Volume 1, number 345. From July 1984.
Yeah.
It's
been around for a while.
Walt Simonson.
So, Thor.
Yeah, so Thor. So it starts off with Thor. We're in Manhattan. And so the cover, we got Malekith.
Yes.
Him and Malekith. So this is a misleading
issue. Yes, it is.
Issue.
Yes, it is.
So him and Malekith, Thor's and Malekith are doing it up. So anyways.
We start with this guy, Dr.
Willis.
And he calls this lady who works for him.
Calls in his secretary or somebody.
Into the office. He's like, hey, come here. And then he attacks her, and he ties her to a chair. As you do with your hired help. You know, it's usually the way to handle office disputes. So, and then he starts talking about eating McBurgers.
McBurgers.
He's like, oh, I love fries. I like this one because it says fries too, which I personally prefer. Chomp, chomp.
Munch, munch.
Munch, munch. And she's like, what the hell? And he's like, here, open your mouth and eat this McBurger. And he holds her nose closed until she has to open her mouth to breathe, and he shoves a burger into her face. That's how this begins.
Yeah, this is how comic book begins.
Yeah, he's literally force feeding this woman a burger.
And then, so, a woman screams, I think she screams, and...
Is that supposed to be a scream? Because it says, eat, ook, ook, ook.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. I was like,
is that a noise? Eek, ook, ook, ook. Is that what I'm supposed to read?
Maybe.
Okay. So these cops are, these horrible police officers, by the way, are like walking down the street talking about some woman who shoved a guy in front of a train. And then he's like, oh man, with those legs, no jury in the world's gonna convict her. They're just horrible.
This is like that scene in The Room where like Tommy, you know, Mark's telling that story
about that woman who got beat up.
Yeah,
and Tommy's like, that's a funny story, Mark.
He's like, ha ha ha.
It's basically like that. So the cops hear this, they bust down the door, they run in, and the doctor's standing there, and there's nobody else in the room with him, just some clothing, and like the chair with the ropes around it. And then a janitor walks by, and he goes, oh, that was so-and-so's clothes, I saw her this morning.
I like that he offers the police officers fries.
Yeah. Here, would you like some fries? And so they arrest him.
I would never. How could you keep your composure and offer a police officer food?
I just don't understand what grounds they arrested this guy on.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a chair.
Your guy in here, and there's a woman that screamed. Come with us.
And they're like, but they can't find her. There's no blood. There's no body. There's no nothing.
Body?
Body? Like, okay. So then we cut to Central Park.
We're in Central Park, and Thor in his guise of, I thought it was Dr. Donald Blake, but apparently he's some sort of
crazy Viking.
Sven man.
Sigurd Jarlsson.
Jorgensen.
Sure.
Al Jorgensen.
And I have to say that this is horrible, because this woman, whoever she is, I forgot her name.
Melody.
Melody. Melody is figured out that he is Thor. And so her plan now is to take him back to her apartment, get him drunk, so he'll fuck her.
Uh-huh.
That's fucking terrible. She is basically planning Thor's rape. Mm. Not okay. Mm-mm. In any world.
No.
Doesn't matter that she's a woman and he is a man. This is not okay. But she's like, I can't wait. I'm going to take him back. I'm going to give him some of that ale. And he's going to think about so-and-so. And his passion is going to become inflamed. He's going to, you know, then I can have sex with him. And you're like, that's not okay.
No.
But that apparently is her plan.
You can't do that.
No, not okay. Consent is also for men. Gross. So then we cut to Willis.
So we're back at the police station. Willis is in the slammer. And there, for some reason, there's this woman.
This is what I really didn't understand, because I didn't know if we were supposed to see Willis as a villain, and then this lady cop gets real evil.
Yeah.
So then I was like, who am I supposed to be rooting for?
Well, because apparently she's got an ulterior motive, and she makes, like...
She does, but she also, she's like, tries to... She wants to kill this guy, or like, turn him into a mindless zombie, like she just did to all of her cop buddies.
She gave them... Cookies.
Yeah, she made them cookies. And that's actually really funny, because she says, right here, she's talking to him, and he's like, oh no, you know, she knows what I'm up to. And she says, everyone in the station has already tasted my special cookies and enjoyed them immensely, I might add.
I am the best baker. This woman is.
Special cookies. She's talking about her vagina.
Guys. Like, Thor has not shown up once to hit somebody with a hammer.
Right, this doesn't happen yet. He's too busy trying not to be raped by that creepy woman.
But it's not even that Thor. It's not like, yeah, it's like, I mean, okay, and so now we're back in the law office.
Yeah,
and still no Thor. He's like, he's got fucking...
Some guy.
Apparently he has something to do with Willis, because Willis is in, has been arrested on suspicion of murder with... Evidence? I don't know.
Nobody. No evidence. No nothing. Okay, just there's like a chair and a rope.
This is the bummest rap I've ever actually. Yeah, this is
the
awful.
Fact that they could even arrest him is like ridiculous, because you've got nothing to hold this guy on. So then we cut to Asgard, and there's some guy who looks like if you were gonna draw a lifelike Cartman and like make him really fat, like fatter than normal. This is what this guy would look like.
It's Baldur the Brave.
He looks like a really fat Cartman. Or, you remember that South Park where they had that, like, gamer guy who, like, was killing all of them, and every time they'd cut to him, and he was just this, like, really fat, triple-chin dude. Yeah. He looks like that.
Right.
Yeah, from South Park.
Well, that's, yeah, that's what this guy, but Balder, apparently, is traveling through the desert
in Asgard,
and there's somebody watching him.
He's going through some stuff.
Yeah, he's got some issues. It's,
so, whatever.
He just had his own miniseries.
He's doing some stuff.
So.
So, Thor, or not Thor, but Thor and his...
Thor Sigurd Ferdergerber.
Secret Identity Thor, who's wearing probably a members-only jacket, and some man, like, dad jeans, like, and this woman go to her apartment, and she's just like, oh, hey, Thor. Like, it's so wonderful. Can I get you anything to drink? And he's like, oh, no, thanks, because he's not stupid, because he knows that she's up to no good, and she wants to roofie him. And so she's like, why don't you sit on the couch, and then I'll make you dinner. And he's like, okay. So he, like, sits down, and she's like, I want to make everything perfect. And then we cut to some guy.
I think this is Willis's dad.
Who's got, like, a haircut you could set a watch to.
Mm, yes, yes. He has Jai Unitas hair.
Yeah, and, like, he gets a box. He's reading a letter, which I'm assuming is from Willis, and then he gets a gun out of a box that's tied with twine and taped shut. Like, this guy was really serious about not being able to access that gun. And then he, like, walks off.
Guys.
Yeah.
Thor. And now we're back with Mr. Willis.
In the jail with the lady cop who made everybody cookies.
And she's asking about some sort of casket. Because she's like a special, she's like a double agent for something else. Like, she's a cop, but she's posing as a cop. So she's trying to shake down Mr. Willis because apparently he's a hero. And he attacks her.
With a French
fry. With a French fry.
Like, he shoves it into her mouth.
He talks about, like, she's like, why not start, she's asking about, like, why not start with the casket's location? I'd rather start with breakfast. I had fries.
Yeah, because, like, he tricks her by getting rid of all the cookies. I'm assuming he just flushed them down the toilet, because that's an easy way to get rid of them.
But why, if this woman's really intent on watching him eat his cookies, she's a police officer.
No, she left. She was like, when I come back, those cookies better be gone. And I was like, well, that's stupid.
You can just, like, pick them.
She can just flush them down, because she sees that there's no cookies and goes, oh, I'm so glad you decided to join us. And luckily, one of the French fries that he tried to shove into that woman's face has
He threw them out the window.
Oh. I like my theory. It's easier to do my theory.
He's sitting there thinking to himself,
I'm smarter than this guy. Yeah, so he's like, I'll get rid of the cookies, and he throws them out the window, and then she comes back, and they're like, oh, they're gone. You must have eaten them instead of throwing them out the window or flushing them down the toilet. And he's like, luckily this French fry that I was trying to shove into that woman's face landed in my jacket pocket.
Yes.
So I still have it, and he shoves it into this woman's mouth, and she wafts away. What is that? The waft?
I don't want to say she explodes, but she kind of just, like...
She poops.
Disintegrates.
She disintegrates. No, I'm assuming it's because, like...
She's an evil being.
She's an evil being, and if they eat any sort of earth food, they die. It's kind of like if you go to purgatory, and anybody offers you any food or drink, you're not supposed to drink it, because that means you get stuck in purgatory forever.
Oh.
At least according to Sleepy Hollow, and I believe Sleepy Hollow is completely correct. Inaccurate.
Area Woman Believes Show.
Yeah, so he's like, oh, great. So he takes her keys, and he gets himself off, and he gets on a bus, and he goes to Long Island.
He rides a bus. He's very emotionless. Like, it's a lot of shots, and this guy's, like, sitting there going,
Contemplative shots. I mean, like, he's even got his hands, like neatly folded, and he's thinking, looking out a window. It's very dramatic. So he gets off on a bus, and he's like, this is it. I'm going to go see somebody about a casket, basically. And then he notices that a car is following him.
And now we're back with Sigmund Thor.
And his lady.
And his lady, and his lady's all like...
I'm going to put change to something more comfortable.
This is not a very flattering drawing.
That's another, like, Carmen drawing.
He looks like Ed Begley Jr.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's a very weird drawing of if this is Thor.
Yeah,
it's Thor. Not, looks like he ate all the cookies.
He did eat all and the cookies. Fries. He looked, it's another Cartman drawing, like the awful face.
I think that's going to be the cover of our show. I think I'm going to take a picture of fat Thor.
I like it. It's great. So she's like, I'm going to go slip into something more comfortable. And Thor's like, okay, I'm going to make a phone call. And he calls the Avengers headquarters to see if anybody's left him a message. Which is really funny. And Jarvis is like, yeah, so-and-so left a message for you. And it's like a law office. And like, when she comes back out, he looks like he's going to punch her. Because I guess she surprised him, but like the way he's drawn here, he looks like he's like
physically attacking her. It looks like all of his face fat went into his forearms.
Yeah, but only one of them, not the other one. Yeah. And she's like, oh, sorry. And he's like, oh, you know, all angry.
So then he runs away.
And he runs away.
And then he becomes.
And apparently he carries around a duffel bag that has his hammer in it.
Sure.
Because isn't it like, is when he puts his hand out, it can come from anywhere to find him? Isn't that the whole point behind Thor's hammer?
I guess. I mean, or that, or, you know, he needs to keep it on. Or usually
he doesn't need to keep usually, it on. Nobody else can lift it.
But he carried, when he was Donald Blake, at least if I remember this, he had a staff that he would tap, and that would turn him into Thor with his hammer.
Okay. Because I just thought, you know, if he left it somewhere, as long as he puts his hand out, it comes flying to him, isn't
it? But here he is pulling it out of his bag.
That's what I mean. He's carrying it around a duffel bag.
Like he's got a friggin' purse. Or duffel bag.
So what happens if somebody else tries to move his duffel bag? Like, obviously they can't lift it, because they're not worthy.
No.
Right?
And they'll open it up and be like, this guy's totally Thor.
Why can't I move this duffel bag?
I just want to sit down here in this locker room so I can put my socks on. I can't move this guy's fucking bag because he's Thor.
This guy left his bag in front of the door and I'll kick it out. So he flies off.
Yes.
And then we cut to Willis getting chased by all these cars and like people start fighting him. But then another car pulls up. Next page.
Yeah, he's running.
He's running from these people. And then this other car pulls up, and it's got this chick in it. And she says, call me Angel. And he gets in the car, and he's like, sweet. And they zoom away.
Yeah, he flies away, and then Thor goes.
And then we cut back to Thor, who finds the lawyer. And he's like, oh, you said the name of Malekith, the accursed. Like, that's who's after this thing or whatever. And then we cut back to the guy and the chick in the car. And he's like, man, I'm so relaxed. This is the best thing. Like, he totally forgot he was supposed to be doing something. Yeah. He's just hanging out with this chick. And he's like, you're so beautiful. And she's like,
would you like a french fry?
Yeah, you're so great. And so they're like, she pulls over into some clearing. And she's like, we are going to make love. We're going to fuck so hard. Like, you are not going to be able to imagine the fucking that I'm going to bring down on you. But first, why don't you tell me where that, like, casket thing is? And he's like, oh, yes, yes, good plan, lady. Because obviously there's something going on with her and her seriously fierce eyebrows.
Mm, yes.
Yeah, she's got some serious eyebrows, which very on point. And then
we get to the end.
Oh, and then there's also this weird... We don't get to the end yet, because there's also this weird...
What the fuck is this?
I don't even know. This is just this one page about, like, a sword without a sheath being finished, and, like, this evil demon's gonna take it to Asgard, and then that's the end of that. And then we cut back to the car, and this lady gets out, and she's like, oh, that was so good. Thanks so much, buddy. And,
oh, wait, they already fucked?
Yeah, or they were going to, and she killed him? I don't know, but she's like, that was beautiful. She gets out of the car and, like, spins around and becomes Malekith. And then the last thing you see is that guy's in the car, but he has been, like, completely mummified.
I like how there's just confused, bewildered, afraid to eat a McBurger again. Don't be. I'll be explained next issue.
Oh,
if we can figure it out in time. Well, isn't that great?
That's kind of your job, guys.
You kind of should have this already. Like, did you just draw this and be like, all right, so...
So just put some dialogue in it, will you?
So some guy we don't know is going to force feed a woman a burger, and then he's going to... Some woman's going to eat a fry, and she's going to fawash, and then he's going to throw some cookies out the window, and then Thor's going to, like, carry around his duffel bag, and he's going to look all fat, and then he's going to check his messages, and then at the end, this girl is going to pick up the fry man, and then fuck him to death, and then turns into Malekith.
Yes. And Thor is going to avoid sexual assault by checking his messages. Yes. Can I ask a question real quick about this cover? Because as he's fighting Malekith or whatever his name is on the cover, which obviously does not happen. But Thor's costume is Thor's costume until you get to the knee where it, like, flares out and then he has, like, tiger-striped boots.
No, I think those are belts.
Wait.
Or buckles.
Wait, what are buckles? The black?
Straps.
All of them?
Maybe. I don't think they're tiger-striped.
So it's like a gladiator boot with, like, a pirate flare on the top?
Yeah, it's just the way this is drawn, I think.
Because I looked, and it's in the thing where he goes in the lawyer's office, too. He has the same thing.
Oh, yeah, weird, too, yeah.
So he's got tiger-striped gladiator pirate boots?
Well, if you want to do a Thor costume, folks.
I've never seen those. Somebody get me those boots.
Guys, this Thor cosplay doesn't have tiger-striped boots on it.
Therefore, I say inaccurate!
Indeed.
So, yeah, but that's it. Those are our issues for this week.
All right, well, that's Thor.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, this has been it for Worst Collection Ever. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week. Yes. And you can find me on Twitter at AngryHeroSean, and my Tumblr is theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I am at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram at jenstansfield.tumblr.com, jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.